Seal oil outboard. When outboard motors were first introduced to Yupik people of the Kuskokwim River in western Alaska, they probably were Bolander two-cycle trim outboard engines, which were developed in the 1920s and sold by local traders and merchants in Bethel. Not everyone could afford them, unless they were Nukatpeks, meaning very good hunters and trappers, and could trade their furs for a Bolander. These first outboards had several drawbacks, including increased pollution due to a high volume of unburned gasoline in their exhaust, including louder noise pollution. A top speed of 9.2 miles per hour was achieved by these Bolanders, and these Yupik who were fortunate to own one were highly envied by those who could not afford one. One hot, stifling summer afternoon, in a village downriver from Bethel, people began to hear a loud, monotonous noise coming from downriver. The sound was like the whining of what today's chainsaw would make. Everyone beheld a black cloud of smoke billowing up the river from downriver. An elderly man shouted, "Jawamunna, what is that?" Another exclaimed, "Nplichba, awach luni." Lots of noise and black smoke. "Alang rothleuk, maybe it's a ghost." "Eli, how scary." "Now hua angaskukput, where's our shaman?" The first elder was struck with recognition. "We takka, wait a minute, it's an outboard motor." Sure enough, it was a Nukatpek who had traded his furs for a Bolander. As the boat chugged past the people on the beach, the black smoke from his outboard wafted towards them and engulfed them. And the smoke was so thick that people could no longer see one another. An elder cried out, "Tipsakfa, how stinky. Doch buyalk, smell like rancid seal oil. Buyalk scheruk uruk, kimasta. It is rancid seal oil. Let's get out of here." So the people fled. The man in his boat had run out of motor oil for his Bolander and had used rancid seal oil in its place, making for the black smoke and smell.